Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, do you think it's hard to get a law declaring a new national holiday passed?
It depends. Why do you ask?
Well, I'm hoping we can get a bill started to have Rockin' the Suburbs Day.
Well, Patrick, it's a long, long journey to the capital city, and it's a long, long wait while bills are sitting in committee, but we could have a holiday someday. At least I hope and pray that we will.
Okay.
Okay, Patrick, it's summertime now, right? Summertime. Some summertime.
Totally, Jim. I just got bit by my first mosquito. So I know it's summer in Northern Virginia.
Oh, let me ask you this. Because, you know, we need to close the loop on the cicada report, right?
So that's right.
So they were really bad, and they hit you first, and then they hit my neighborhood, and they were really bad and really loud, and it was crazy. And then I went off to Ohio for a few days where, in northern Ohio, they didn't have them at all. They have them down in, like, Cincinnati,
southern,
like that area, but not in the north. I was asking people, they're like, nope, not here. And so, but apparently when I got back from Ohio, they seem to be gone here now, too, here in Virginia.
So, yeah, more or less.
They're pretty much done, right?
Yeah.
Run its course?
It's better to burn out than fade away. Let's just put it that way.
All right. Well, that's good. Okay, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And because it's summertime, we're going to take this week and do some shorter episodes because we got stuff to do, places to be. And we're happy that we're able to get out of the house and go places and
hell's
kick us out. Yeah. So,
right.
But first, real quickly, we got to do it. We haven't done this in a while. We got to do a Suburbs Pod game break. Okay. I forget where we left off here with. Well, let's start with the Washington Spirit.
There you go.
Let's see. I think last we checked in with the Spirit, they had defeated O.L. Rain in up there in the Northwest, up there in Washington State. And since then, let's see, we have a 1-1 draw against Orlando, and that was over at Audi Field.
That's right.
Yep. And then another 1-1 draw at Chicago. So,
hey, it's better to draw than to lose, so
that's
right. We should get 2 points out of that. Yeah.
They did.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's good. You're right.
It's good. It's a long season, so you got to hang in there.
It's a long season, and right now, as of today, they are in third place.
There you go.
Washington Spirit.
Moving up the table. Yeah.
So they're doing okay. Now, the official football club of Suburbs Pod is Loudoun United. And let's see. I can't remember where we left off with them. I think right around the same. Let's see. Let me look at my scores here. Oh, yeah. We had them beating New Mexico. Remember that? We talked about that 1-0.
Yep.
Okay. So we had a lot of games to catch up on here, I think.
Oh, great.
There was a 3-2 loss to Pittsburgh.
The Riverhounds
home
are
loss.
A good side.
I was at that match. Yep. I was at that match. Yeah.
Riverhounds are good.
I went to that one. And then also a 1-0 loss to Charleston, the Charleston Battery.
The Battery. Yeah.
I was
tough.
Also at that match.
Yeah.
And so it's been rough. Maybe I should stop going. And then a 2-1 loss at Tampa Bay, the Tampa Bay Rowdies.
Well, the Rowdies are kind of the Manchester United of the USL, Jim. They've been around for a long, long time, and they're tough to beat. So,
didn't the Tampa Bay Rowdies, doesn't that name go way back in soccer?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that way back. The NASL or whatever that was called?
Like
the Cosmos and all that stuff?
Yeah, all that. Yeah, the history of American soccer, and they had many famous European players that played on the Rowdies as well. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And then we have a 2-1 loss at Hartford. So,
well, at least the USL is cranking into action. So it's good that they're playing a lot of matches.
Loudoun United not going so well here. Let's see. Let's check the table. I think you could probably figure it out by those scores I mentioned in the Atlantic Division. Loudoun United is in eighth place out of 8 teams.
At the bottom of the table. But, Jim, let's reframe the conversation here. It's not about necessarily where you are in the table. It's about how are you getting minutes for these prospects that may come up to DC United. You have to think about that. So we have a dual purpose here, right?
Yeah.
Let's get a lot of guys in there. They may be raw, but let's get a minute, score some goals, all that.
Well, you can probably speak to that better than I can. I have no idea.
I just did. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's move on here.
Yes.
You know, things can only move up from here. So what we're going to do, since it's summer, and like as I mentioned, we got a lot of stuff going on, you know, sporting events to go to, concerts to get to these
right.
days, vacations, beaches, all kinds of things. This week, we're going to do a series of shorter episodes.
Yep.
All right. So we thought maybe it's a good time to bring out the Perfect Pop series again. It's been a while since we've done that. And
yep.
We kind of the well ran dry on listener suggestions on Perfect Pop. So maybe if we do a week of those, it'll get that sort of
yeah.
going again. And then we can
slake
follow
the
up
thirst.
With listener ideas. Right. OK. So we'll just gonna do like one song a day. Maybe
Great.
On Friday we'll double it up. But just like one song a day. And you're going to kick us off with another addition to the Perfect Pop compilation.
Yeah, I am, Jim. And I just want to say, you know, we don't talk about politics on this program, and we just like music. But I just wanted to mention that Juneteenth was recently added as a holiday. It was a crazy day. I don't know if you remember this, like the president signed the legislation and then like the next day people were off.
So I know. It was like, when does that ever happen?
I know. It's got to be a first in human history. It's like the instant federal holiday. Signed, boom, you're off tomorrow. Sweet. You know, let's hit the bar. But I wanted to just acknowledge that. And I also, for you know, whatever reason, the way my mind works, Jim, I just translate every single thing that happens into music and songs. It's the way I relate to the world. Done that since I, you know, probably heard my first record. So immediately my mind turned to a song called Slavery Days from Burning Spear. Winston Rodney basically was kind of, you know, like Bill Callahan is Smog, Winston Rodney's Burning Spear. And this is a song that they released really early days. It is a song called Slavery Days, and I love it. I love the horns. I love everything about the passion in the vocal. I love reggae music. I love this kind of reggae roots music. And I'll also say when I was in a band before Wingtip Sloat called Empty Box, we used to play shows with a band from Charlottesville called The Cows. And they were just white guys like us that loved to smoke pot and loved music. And they did an amazing cover of Slavery Days. So for those two reasons, like nostalgia and glad there's a holiday, here it is, folks, Burning Spear, Slavery Days.
Patrick, what do you think it is about that song that makes it perfect in your eyes?
I think, number one, the music, just the way those guitars are so expertly played. I mean, Burning Spear, this is their third album from 1975, just to be clear. Mm-hmm. And just the fact that the music kind of oozes from them and the way they mm-hmm. get into that groove so easily. The horns are fantastic. And the singing by Winston Rodney is unbelievable, right? The passion. Yeah. They use us until they refuse us. I mean, you can't sing it any more passionately and more angry than that. And I don't know, man. You know, it's just a record I totally, totally love and loved it from the first time I heard it. And every single time I hear it, I would never, ever turn it off until it was over or somebody else turned it off. So
that's really cool. I think you're right about, you know, just musically, there's a certain elegance to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Song, like, you know, it's sort of beautiful in its simplicity, but there's really something interesting about the combination of the music and the lyrics, or the groove in the lyrics, right?
Totally.
Because this is really serious stuff, but then you think like, but yet they're sort of just kind of hanging out. There's almost like this sort of hangout vibe among people, like the commiserating or something. And it maybe is sort of a release in some way. You know?
Totally.
Like letting this out of your system.
Yeah. And I think it also combines some of those roots of the blues, like field hollers where people are working together, right? And they're trying to get through the day and singing about their common misery and all that. And, you know, I really think it's just very imbued in the people that are singing it. So
okay.
I don't know, man. It's just a record I love.
That's a good
so
that's
good.
A, that's a great selection. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So that's it. We're gonna wrap this up today.
Yeah,
and
that's all we got.
We'll come back at you tomorrow and I'll have a perfect pop pick. All right.
Perfect.
All right, let's get out of here. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. I will say the beers are getting better at Segra Field. You know, for anyone who wants to
look it up.
And, well, anyway, I'm not getting into all that. Okay. And then,